Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's David Welch. Ford is unveiling plans for a new line of electric vehicles. This comes in spite of the Trump administration doing away with incentives for EVs. So, David, first off, tell us about the new line and the price range we're looking at here.
Yeah, so Ford is going to spend $5 billion to come up with a family of EVs, starting with a midsize pickup truck that they want to sell for below $40,000. And the pickup truck is actually $10,000 less than the average price of a new car in the U.S. right now. So, you know, $40,000, you're starting to get to what most people can afford. And if they can do that at a profit, that's a huge leap. So these vehicles are all built from the ground up as electric vehicles. And that's a first for Ford, because the Lightning pickup, that's the F-150, and the Mustang Mach-E, they were basically internal combustion vehicles that were sort of modified, heavily re-engineered to carry a battery and an electric motor, which is a very expensive way to do it because it wasn't purpose-built. So this is their foot forward to really compete with Chinese automakers, especially BYD and Tesla, with vehicles that cover more segments that people might want to shop in and drive, and do it at an affordable way.
Yeah. How does this jibe with the White House push back towards fossil fuels instead of electric?
Yeah, all the companies are really, I think, lurching between the Biden era incentives for electric vehicles, both for the consumers and the manufacturers and battery makers, and the incentives given to consumers to buy them, and now Trump wanting to get rid of all of that stuff. And it's very difficult. But the challenge they have is the Chinese, particularly BYD, they are making very affordable electric vehicles, and they do it in a very efficient way. And they're growing sales in markets around the globe. They're doing it in Europe, South America, a little bit in Mexico, and obviously in their home market of China, which they're now dominating. It's a market that General Motors, Ford, and the European automakers had made a lot of money in over the past 20 years, but the Chinese have taken back because of what they're able to do with electric vehicles and other models. So they know that long term, they have to be able to make affordable electric vehicles and make money doing it, regardless of whether the Trump administration is going to give incentives for it. So they just have to really do hard engineering work, lower the cost, eat some losses in the near term. Ford lost $5 billion on its EV program last year and might lose more this year. And that's just what they're going to have to do to be ready for that Chinese challenge long term.
The trend, though, lately has been Americans buying bigger SUVs, bigger, more gas-guzzling SUVs, although there are some hybrids in there as well. So what sort of sales job are they going to have to do to convince folks that's not what you want? You want this.
You know, it's really tough to get Americans, especially in the pickup truck segment, for example, to look at electric vehicles. And, you know, I think the biggest challenge is people are happy with their gasoline-powered vehicles, especially the big ones. And they have these concerns that they're not going to be able to get as far, that they need to pay more to install a charger in their garage. So, look, electric vehicles are, in a lot of ways, better to drive. They're smoother because that heavy battery just kind of keeps you glued to the road. They're definitely quieter, and they're a lot faster. And there's a lot more cabin space because you don't have this this tunnel running through the car. You know, you have the whole flat floor and all that. That's one of the things Ford is bragging about today, is that the interior space of the cars will be better. Ford also said that they would take 40% of the labor out. So if you're lowering costs like that, could one day electric vehicles be a little bit cheaper than gasoline vehicles? It's possible. It's a long way away, but it's possible. So look, bottom line is they're going to have to sell people that it's a better riding vehicle. They don't have any compromises because they can charge it at home and charge it elsewhere, and that the cars drive a long way, and that they're not paying a premium to do it. And that's the big one right there. Right now, people are still paying a premium, probably $20,000 in the case of large pickup trucks, to go electric, and they're not really getting much more out of it.
Last question for you. Are they going to build new plants to make these things?
Ford is retooling plants in Tennessee and Kentucky to do it. And General Motors has done that, too. They haven't really broken ground on a greenfield site. But in some of the cases, take GM, they had some underutilized plants, one in Tennessee, one in Kansas, and one in suburban Detroit. Although that one is actually going back to making gas guzzlers. But they did have two underutilized plants that are making EVs now. And so in some cases, even though it's not a greenfield brand-new site, they're at least taking an empty shell of a factory where people were laid off and putting those people back to work.
David, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That's Bloomberg's David Welch. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.